Hello and welcome to Kids View Devotional. I'm Ada Barrett and today we're talking about plans. Have you ever had in your mind exactly how you want something to go? And you think about it, you play it over in your mind. Maybe it's the outcome of a game or a conversation with a friend or how an art project turns out. But then, when it actually happens, it's not at all how you planned. Depending on the circumstance, you may go through a handful of emotions. You may be disappointed, or you may be mad, or you may see the opportunity that arises when one door closes and another opens. Well, today we're talking about big plans, and those are the plans that God has for us. Did you know that God has a plan for you? That God sees our tomorrows before they become our todays? But how do you follow a plan that you don't even know yet? It's a good question, and one we'll be diving into today. But first, for more information on how to support this podcast or to get involved by submitting a verse or a prayer to be featured on an upcoming episode, visit us at anchor.fm/kidsview. Now, back to plans. Last weekend, I was sick. Now, if my weekend had a roadmap of all of my plans, getting sick would be illustrated with a huge roadblock sign. It certainly was not in my plan. Now, I'm fine and I'm feeling much better. I don't know about your parents, but I'm not usually the best patient. So as I was curled up in bed like I was told, I did something I don't usually do and I watched a movie. I watched a movie called Soul Surfer. It's a story of a young surfer in Hawaii named Bethany Hamilton. Bethany had a pretty traumatic accident, which certainly plays a role in the movie, but the central theme is the idea that what happens to us is far less important than how we handle it. In fact, Bethany is a strong Christian who relied on her faith to not only help her heal, but to persevere in the face of great adversity. Her youth leader in the movie reminds her that God has a plan for her, and that Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." In an interview, when Bethany was asked if she would change what happened to her, she said she would not, because had it not happened, she wouldn't have had the platform to educate and to minister to others. Pretty powerful. Now, this example is a pretty stark example of someone who had a perceived plan of how her life would be that was changed in an instant. In an instant, everything she thought she would experience and how she thought she would experience it changed. But through her faith, she grew stronger and stronger in her conviction that God had a plan for her. God's plan isn't always what we think it's going to be, but it is always best, even if we don't understand it at the time. We know, though, that in all things, God works together for the good of those who love Him. And we know that God is working through every event in our lives to make us more and more dependent on Him for everything we need. So we need to realize that God's plan is not always the easiest in our eyes, but it is always the best. As I reflected on Bethany's story, one thing really struck me. God does know the plans for us, and ultimately, He will give us a glorious future. But as we walk on this crazy earth, we're given an incredible gift. By persevering through our trials, those roadblocks that sometimes appear before us, we find surprising joy and the opportunity for reflection. As you grow up, you'll be given lots of paths and lots of choices to make. No matter which one you take, God will lead you to the good end He has for you. But learning to go to God in prayer, opening your heart to His message and trusting in His plan will give you hope in whatever roadblock comes your way. Let's pray together. Our Heavenly Father, I wake up each day so thankful that I am on the path You've chosen for me. I thank You that my future is filled with hope. I know I don't understand it all, but I know that the future is in Your hands. Please be with me as I go through each day and help me keep my heart open to Your message of hope and perseverance. In Jesus' name, amen. Amelia is here today with our verse. Parents, remember, if your kids would like to submit a verse to be shared on a future episode, visit anchor.fm/kidsview/message. Amelia?
Today's verse is Jeremiah 29:11. For I know what I have planned for you, says the Lord. I have plans to prosper you, not to harm you. I have plans to give you a future filled with hope. For more information about today's episode or for exclusive content to reinforce lessons, join us at anchor.fm/kidsview.
We'll see you next time.
Bye, bye, bye.
Bye.